also said that every generation needs a revolution, Jimmy. The American dream is just that. Just a dream.
War is a continuation of politics, only by other means. Politics is a continuation of economics by other means. This is our bank. This is our war. And this is our plan of attack.
Banks have become an essential threat to our democracy. So consider this justice.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution, Revolution. Radio!
Welcome, one and all, to the Center Path. Here on Studio B, Revolution Radio. Go to www.freedomslips.com, and this Swami would like to invite you to join us in the archive memberships there. Because, you know, if you enjoy the programming you find on Revolution Radio, Studio A or Studio B, we've got exactly what you need, and it's all saved in the archives. And for only $4.95 per month, you can catch every single show. Now, when you buy a membership to, say, Coast to Coast AM or John B. Wells, Caravan to Midnight, you pay $5 a month. And you get 5 to 7 shows per week. But with Revolution Radio, for your $5 a month, you gain access to over 70 programs per week. That's a mathematical no-brainer. So go to www.freedomslips.com and click on Archives and join where all your friends are hanging out and getting their information from when they can't catch the shows live. Now, live and in person from Philadelphia, please welcome Jay Parker.
Good evening, Swami.
Namaste and blessings. This Swami welcomes everyone live or in the archives with great love and great respect from the heart of all.
Well, I've been doing a lot of research into the nature of reality for the last couple of weeks. And the more you dig, the stranger it gets.
Yeah.
And it seems appropriate that as the powers that should not be, the corporate cabal, prepare their TTP, last nail in the coffin of the United States, and basically, therefore, of human freedom on this planet, that on the web, there would be literally a tsunami of information dealing with the quantum field, dealing with human consciousness. It's almost as if all the dark DARPA projects in the last 30 years dealing with consciousness and, you know, people from the Stanford Research Institute, a famous mind control think tank for the most part, but they also did experiments in consciousness that weren't so negative in their outlook. But I mean, there's a lot of information out there, Swami.
Absolutely.
And I am trying to grab what I can to try to get some basic concepts of who we are, where we are, and what we're capable of. So you know, episode 5, we touched on, you know, some of the things that Bruce Lipton and Greg Braden were talking about. And I'm pointing people to our website, www.thecenterpath.weebly.com, to go there and look at the episode 5 consciousness show from the 6th of the June 3rd, I mean,
right.
And run through some of the YouTubes that we have listed there. Take a look at the Bruce Lipton books that I posted up there that are available at on Amazon. Really don't cost that much. I mean,
well, it's an investment that is well worth it.
Well, it's an investment that's well worth it if you want to wake up. I mean, right now on the web, you can buy Wisdom of Yourselves, How Your Beliefs Control Your Biology. It's a audio edition. In fact, there is no Wisdom of Yourselves book by Dr. Bruce Lipton. Essentially, it is basically, it's over 10 hours. But you can buy it from his website for basically $50.10. But on the web, you can get them used from like $29. Oh. So for less than $30, and I'm sure there's some shipping there, so, you know, say for less than $35, you can get a 10-hour lecture that I'm sure Bruce Lipton spent a long time on this presentation, because it basically takes his entire career in microbiology and synthesizes it down to a 10-hour lecture.
Right.
And you say to yourself, well, I'm a really busy person. You know, I don't know if I have 10 hours. Let me tell you, if your sports team that you like was in the playoffs, you'd spend a lot more time than 10 hours watching them. And after your team loses because they didn't pay the league enough to get the championship trophy, maybe you'll understand that it's not bad to have light entertainment in your life. But I think at this time of the situation on the planet, you might want to start to really get a schedule and take some time out and book a couple hours a day in growth in your understanding about who we are, where we are, and what needs to be done. I know that it's time for the evocation of the West Coast rain evocation. It's 10:10 here on the East Coast. It's 7:11 on the Pacific Coast, and I'm going to take like 30 seconds out to explain what I'm doing with this rain evocation. I am trying to get people to use their heart space to imprint onto the matrix, onto the field, to send a prayer or an intention into the field at this time every Wednesday evening. Go into your heart space, feel the rain, feel how you feel when it's raining, and send that energy into the field and ask that from the southern tip of Baja to Vancouver, British Columbia, it would rain. And we're going to do that starting right now. Thank you. And you would have to see Bruce, Greg Braden's excellent, excellent presentation, The Divine Matrix. And I'm urging everyone I know in the Free Your Mind group, anyone that listens to this radio show, that this is serious, serious. We have a quantum ability as human beings. We are 100 trillion cells in our body working together. Each cell has 6 feet of DNA in it. if you were to take the DNA of a human being, it could go to the sun and back again 150 times if you strung it out in a straight line. DNA is the receiver and transmitter of frequency, energy, of electromagnetic and light photonic energy. We have more than enough DNA antennae to engage the field and get what we need. We have been brainwashed, especially in the West, that we have no special ability as far as the quantum field goes, ESP, the ability to spontaneously heal. That's all in the West. It's all voodoo and happen chance, and it's not even studied that much. But for some reason, out on the web now, there are quite a few presentations talking about humanity's innate ability to contact the conscious field, that which makes up all things, and receive from the conscious field what you need when you need it. And it requires work. I mean, I'm looking at my situation personally, saying, well, how am I going to line up my heart and mind to where I can get what I want out of the field, which for me would be an awakening of humanity, which for me would be people starting to turn around and realizing that the materialism that we've been brainwashed with has done nothing but destroy the planet, a planet that has given us life, a planet that is at this present time dying from Fukushima, from the geoengineering spraying. We do not have more than 15 years of life left on the Northern Hemisphere should the geoengineering spraying continue. Just take a look at what's going on with the bee populations. They're crashing and crashing and crashing. You lose the bees, and in 4 years, it's all over. And that's a paraphrase of a quote by some idiot named Albert Einstein. So who cares what that Einstein said, right? What did he know? Well, what he knew was you're not getting any food without your pollinators. And there's many things that are killing the bees. Number one, of course, is the nanoparticulate aluminum in the geoengineering spray. Aluminum is probably one of the most toxic substances for the human brain and for insects. And so this nanoparticulate aluminum that they've been spraying, it's now killing a lot of the trees out west. You look at the trees in the mountains of the Poconos here in Pennsylvania, and you can see now in June it should be just nice, fresh, new green leaves, you know, just bursting with life and energy. Well, you look at the mountains now here in Pennsylvania, and interspersed with all of the green leaves are dead and stressed trees. And you can see it. And I don't know how much more we have to witness in the destruction of the ecology, but there are reports all over the world of bee populations not existing anymore, of birds being missing, of animals of all kinds no longer being around. And it's serious. When the ecology is lost, you've got nothing left, because it's almost like you're a sick human being. You know, as they say, once you lose your health, you've lost a lot.
Right.
And this planet, I mean, we live in a bubble of self importance. You know, we've been taught that ever since, you know, we learned how to read and write and postulate that we were the crown of creation and our job here was to dominate and conquer nature. Well, we've dominated nature, we've conquered nature, and we've destroyed nature. And we're in such trouble that I'm trying with my rain evocation, and I'll explain what I'm trying to do there, is in Greg Braden's Divine Matrix, a friend of his who was properly trained in indigenous culture to send his heart field prayer and understanding into the field and line his intention up with the field and get an answer. And you can do this. It certainly, I believe, would take some training. Just like any muscle, unless you use it
right.
And keep using it and allowing the field to kind of like tell you, well, you're close there. Not, that's it. That's not it. You can ask yourself some questions. You ask the universe, you know, what can I do? The universe will tell you what you can learn. It'll show you the next thing you need to know.
Right, and that's when the synchronicities start falling out of the sky onto your head.
I had a very synchronistic thing happen today to me when it comes to some stuff I'm dealing with. And I realized I'm not going to say no to the next thing I need to do. I'm not a slacker. I have no intention of allowing the human race to go down into the pit without a fight. I mean, you know, the things I'm hearing about the bee population this year, it's frightening. And Einstein's no fool.
Yeah. Well, you know, I produce for Gordon James Gianni Noto on The Whole Agenda on Friday nights here on Revolution. And over the winter, he lost both of his colonies. He had been beekeeping for a long time and lost them all.
And what's he doing now?
He went and got some more.
Oh, good. But that's not a good sign, Swami.
Oh, no. It's a very serious situation. I know the local beekeeper here who produces honey and such and sells it through the local health food store and mail order and that. And his population has been devastated. I mean, he's below half of what he had a year ago.
Yeah. Well, in the Georgia's Guidestones, of course, it says, keep the earth in balance with humanity. Never let the population rise above 500 million. So if the Illuminists, the corporate cabalists, whatever you want to call them, you know, if they want to get rid of 6.5 billion people, it certainly seems that with the ecocide that they're creating with Fukushima, the geoengineering spraying, the GMO planting, they just approved a new and improved cocktail of chemicals to spray on the Monsanto fields called Warrant. So I guess they have a warrant to destroy the Earth. And this warrant chemical is supposedly a carcinogen, of course, just like glyphosate or AKA Roundup.
Right.
And we'll find out 30 years from now about all the damage that it did, because it's certainly not going to be investigated or looked at by the EPA or the FDA. And we've reached a point in our society where we need to pull a rabbit out of the hat. And my idea, and I was talking about this when I did an interview today on Free Your Mind Radio, that my idea is let's try to imprint the field with rain every Thursday. That if we do the evocation on Wednesday, by sometime Thursday, it should rain from the tip of Baja to the north area of Vancouver. And I know it sounds insane, okay? But I know that there are plenty of people out there, especially in the New Age community, and that really do know about sending their heart love and sending communication into the field. And I'm asking them to get on board with this. And the reason why is very simple. If we can consistently get rain on Thursday, and it usually when you call for something out of the field of this nature, there's a lag time, mm-hmm. according to this indigenous American Indian who Greg Braden knew, who ended a drought in New Mexico. Give it a couple of hours, you know, maybe 6 hours at the most. And if you do it right, you'll get a result. And I'm saying to people, study what I'm putting up on the website, because that's what I'm studying. I'm not saying that I'm an expert in this field. I'm a newbie at this. I'm looking for answers. I'm not grasping at straws by any means, because there is, in the Eastern tradition, thousands of years of people using their quantum power. And in the Western tradition right now, there is a huge amount of research that has been done in the highest levels of government and academia since the 70s involving consciousness and the field.
Right.
And my thing is, if we can consistently get people to look into this information, to start doing EFT to clean out their subconscious processor so that they're no longer there are 40 million bits of information traveling into the field and back again every second. It's no longer a consciousness that is programmed by the enculturalization of their childhood, the first 6-7 years of their life, but it actually is a program in their subconscious that they built as an adult, representing their beliefs today of what they want in peace and freedom and goodness.
And that's why it requires action.
Yes, it requires taking time out to EFT or Psyche. It takes time out to actually read some books by Bruce Lipton or by Wisdom of Yourselves. It's energy in, but I guarantee you, the things that Swami and I are trying to get people to take a look at right now are life-changing concepts, without a doubt.
Oh, absolutely. So
what do you think, Swami?
Totally. I mean, in this Swami's incarnation, there's been, I mean, just from taking up the meditative practices, it changes what one transmits and makes one more aware of how they are spending their wallet full of attention every day. And then you begin to notice very directly how the mind is functioning. And you have to keep in perspective that your individuated and outwardly focused mind processing the sensory input is a tool. You are not that, but you have the use of it once you take the reins and learn how it works and learn to rise above the level of mind so that you can then become a transmitter of truth without all the emotional blender of reactions that are brought about by our subconscious. And once you become this transmitter of truth, things start changing. And it's unavoidable. It just starts happening. And it's not like you have to specifically focus on any one thing or another. It's best to sit back and simply allow what comes through to come through. Because once you start cleaning out your own backyard, you can become a better and higher functioning transmitter without losing any of the receptive function. You can still have all that. And all of the negatives and this, that, and the other thing will still be coming in, but you will have a more solid base that you stand on, which is truth. And from that position, it's much more difficult for the emotional content of the subconscious and the input reactions that have been built up over time. It's much more difficult for those things to rock you out of a stilled and solid position. Now, these things will occur, but sometimes it will only last a moment, like a cloud going by, you know? So those thoughts are okay. They're going to occur, but we don't grab them anymore and then start beating ourselves in the face with the hammer of memory associated with whatever that input may trigger. And we become able to just let it roll through.
And yes,
I'm sorry.
I totally agree with you. You know, what you're saying there, you know, I've taken the last, you know, couple weeks, 3 weeks, and I put together a decent amount of, you know, YouTube's up on the radio site and also my new paradigm page on the website to explain the concepts and what you can do to help your consciousness grow and change. And what I'm learning, Swami, is because of energy psychology, for the first time in gosh, I guess since probably the days of Atlantis, when we reached this level of technology to where we could actually see the subtle energies of the electromagnetic spectrum in the heart. I mean, I'm sure that back in the days of Atlantis that they had that kind of technology. Oh, and this is the first time in, I mean, we're looking at 13,000 years, that sort of insight into who we are and where we are has been available to the human race. And I'm saying that since we now are starting to realize that we're energy beings, we're consciousness in the middle of a sea of energy, and that we have an innate ability to interact with this intelligent sea of energy that is so dense that it's to the 29th power of density, almost infinitely dense. And this sea of energy can do two things. It can manifest from its energy physical reality, matter, and it can also manifest energy from matter. And so you basically, whether you need something removed or whether you need to transmute something, the ability is there if we could talk to the field, if we could communicate with the field in the language that the field understands. And the language the field understands is a compassionate heart. And actually, the universe that we live in right here, the energy field, is actually a field of compassion. It's not a field of, the divine matrix is one of compassion. Now, my mother told me about, you know, the situation that we're in, and she said the problem with the dark occultists and who are running this planet and this world system right now, there was a spiritual, let's say, hack into the matrix, and these human beings decided that they would go with the negative spirit, okay, that hacked into this pure sea of energy of compassion. And why did they go with the negative spirit, which is an antithesis of the human race? For one reason, slavery.
Right.
By following that path, they learned how to make people slaves and how not to work, how not to contribute.
And it's also, this Swami likes to use the phrase, the predatory, because there are those who are oriented towards predation, and then there are those who are more aligned with service. But by the predatory taking control of the subconscious, this gives access to another level of predatory to then imprint and manifest in the field, in the matter reality, which they would not have access to without taking over the human consciousness within, because they can't, they're not entitled to that. But if
no,
they take over and infiltrate the human population, then they can bring that influence into matter.
And that's where we are right now. Unfortunately, I mean, very few people that I've ever met, I mean, you actually have to be born into the dark occult families, because you are trained by being exposed to it to be able to see and sense and understand when the fourth dimensional energy is being manifest. And when my parents would manifest their quote-unquote other and go full-blown Illuminati, the vibe that came from them, Swami, was the antithesis of anything that lives on this earth. It was the Smith program of the Matrix movie that says the purpose of life is to end.
Right. And that's when these lower astral entities can then insert intention and causality into a realm, our matter realm here, where they just don't belong.
And we have a serious problem with this infection. These interspecies predators that have given themselves over to the lower astral field, they're out of control and they are wrecking the planet. Right. This isn't something that, you know, I'm just saying this because I want attention. This, we're in trouble here. This is real. They built the Georgia Guidestones and published the fact where they're going. They're not joking about this. And I was told in 1963, in no uncertain terms, by both my parents, they said in 50 years, it's going to get really bad. And they laughed, which would be 2013. And they said, you know, but they said about. And they said, but we don't care. We won't be here. And look at where we are right now.
Right.
The TTP is basically the New World Order corporate, you know, World Trade Organization, final nail in the coffin of America. We will have no sovereign rights when this secret treaty gets put in. And we're begging Congress not to do it. And it's funny, Congress is paid for. The Senate is paid for. The executive branch is paid for. You have no friends there anymore. They're like ants. They have joined the side of death. And are out to kill you. They believe that they're going to go to the Valhalla. Cities that were built underground, and each man will have 16 Vestal Virgins, just like in the movie Dr. Strangelove. Well, good luck with that, because
each and every one of them not realizing the truth of what they are engaging with is utilized as a tool and tossed aside. They never get what they're promised. And that's the way these lower astral entities work. They'll tell you you're going to get this and that and this and that, and they'll give you a little taste, but they never pay off, and you go into enormous debt karmically by by allowing them access to our field through the body and through the mind.
Absolutely, and several of mine, and I'll get them posted, more of these on the web, our website, Swami, of my interviews where I am screaming at the top of my lungs to the rank and file 34 million dark occultists in America. Okay, the 10 to 15%, according to myself and Stuart Swerdlow, and other people who are Illuminati, been through the system. I mean, Kathy O'Brien, I'm sure she would say that it's 10% plus, our generational Satanists. And these mind-control minions have been told for generations that when the New World Order finally comes into fruition, they will be princes in this world, and they will be able to feed off of the rest of the human race, just like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. And it's a lie. They have drank the fluoride along with us. They have eaten the GMO. They have had the vaccinations given to their children. They are breathing in the geoengineering aluminum and barium and strontium and Morgellons bacteria. We are all infected with Morgellons and with nanoparticulates from the spray. We don't even know where that's going. So we're in trouble. We need quantum, like, God help us yesterday power. So that's why I'm saying, okay, so if we do the rain intention and get serious about it, get serious about learning how to do this intention and how to manipulate the field, not manipulate it in a negative way. I'm sure that the intelligent consciousness of the Matrix, the Divine Mother or the Divine Father or whatever you want to call it, would be like, hey, this is a great idea. My children are coming back to me saying, what can I do to heal this planet? And there's been a drought in California induced by geoengineering for the last 4 to 5 years.
Right.
Okay, so that the organic farmers there will be put out of business. All the small farmers will go under, and big corporate agri will come in just like they did in Australia years ago. A couple of years ago, they did the same thing in Australia. And they went in, big agri went in and bought the mom-pa farms up for pennies on a dollar. And that's what they're trying to do in California. And so what choice do we have? Do we have millions of dollars to buy television time to tell people about the geoengineering? No, we don't. And even if we did, do you really think that the corporate cabal media would allow us the right to put TV commercials on exposing HARP and geoengineering? We're in trouble here. The enemy has the high ground. But the one thing they don't have is the crown of creation, the greatest technology that's on the planet, and that is the human being. 100 trillion cells, enough DNA to go to the sun and back 150 times. I'm looking at a list of the YouTubes that I put up, okay?
Right.
For last week's show, you know, Greg Braden and Bruce Lipton talking. Bruce Lipton talking about the science of tapping. I mean, the science of tapping is a 20-minute film that'll blow your mind. It'll blow your mind. I'm putting up the best stuff. Hours and years of research, you know, have given me. Now I'm fairly new to the woo-woo world of quantum mechanic energizing and imprinting. But I have some books to read, like Lynn McTaggart's recent book, The Great Intention Experiment. I'm going to be reading that this week. I have books by Rupert Sheldrake right now that I just bought that I'm going to be reading about the morphogenic field. I intend to become an expert, and I intend to become fully capable because of my personal study and effort and my understanding that if we don't do this, nobody's going to do it.
Right.
If we don't get off the couch and start using our spiritual power, we don't have anything left. We're screwed, blued, and tattooed, ladies and gentlemen. Swami, why don't you take the ball for a few minutes? Because, you know, I don't want to get all negative out.
Right. Well, what everyone has to keep in mind throughout your development, regardless where you get on the information and truth highway, regardless the entrance, there is help. There is guidance. There is knowledge to be had if you will put forth the action, if you will make the effort required to essentially dump the programming that has occupied your subconscious and therefore become over 90% of the way you react to everything in your conscious life. But if you will take the time, if you will make the effort, that one from which all comes will assist you. And what you refer to that one as is completely irrelevant. If you have to put a deity title to it, okay, great. Eventually, if you work hard and you investigate inwardly, you will come to find that all of these deity archetypes are you. They are anthropomorphic metaphor for what you have always been, what you are today, and what you will always be. You just had to forget that part in the incarnation. And some of us come to this knowledge quite spontaneously. Others study very hard. There's so much variance in the way this knowledge is gained. But unless you've been working hard at this, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, it's going to require you digging your heels in, getting centered, and learning to deal with the emotional uproar that your subconscious puts you into. It's not your fault. You didn't ask for this. You didn't come to get that, and it is temporary. It is absolutely possible for you to transcend that influence and eliminate it to the greatest degree, depending on how much you put into it. People have been doing this even though the dark occultists, even though the Illuminati, even though any other label you care to put on this predatory class, despite their best and most strenuous efforts, there have been those who have awakened and who have been of service and who have been great beings without need for egoistic bolstering or gain. They don't seek that. They seek to be of service to all, even the bad guys. And that's a very distinct and safe position to be in, as confusing as that may sound. You don't have to like them, you don't have to approve of them, but you have to understand the full spectrum of what is going on in the third dimensional morphogenic field. In the yogic traditions, we refer to it as swallowing the universe in one gulp. You are not attached to the blissful and the pleasant, nor are you averse to the unpleasant. All of it has a place and a function, but you need not be spun in the negative emotional blunder. You don't have to be like that. Many of us will go through a time like that, yes. And that's just, you know, fighting your way through the brush to get to the picnic.
And what I have found recently in the last 10 years, Swami, excellent points you're making there, because we need to disassociate and detach from the subconscious programming that we were given in the first 6 years of our life when we were in a hypnagogic trance. And I'm making a big point about doing EFT or Psyche to everyone that hears me and listens to my shall I say, ministry of information about what's going on in this world.
Right.
The most important thing to the Illuminati, according to my mother, who hung out with the DuPonts, okay, she was nobody. She in fact, mind-controlled John DuPont. So if you get to bring down the heir to a multi-billion dollar fortune, you've got to be a pretty good mind control expert. And she said, the most important thing to the Illuminati is the collective subconscious. When Jesuit priests are asked, say this, they say, give us a child for the first 6 years of life, and we will have a Catholic for life, okay? Because they know once you get that programming in to the subconscious, it's a very rare thing that the person would actually turn on that programming and seek a different way of life and a different way of perception. And we now have energy psychology with EFT and Psyche, where you can actually go into your subconscious, take the trash out, and actually start planting some rose bushes. Okay?
Right. So. And, you know, a lot of people who are in the cognitive dissonance phase of development, where they're just realizing that all that we've been trained with, especially in the Western culture, is to disempower you, to limit your potential, so that you will be a functional tool for the predatory. You may not become a psychopath, you may become a secondary psychopath because you feel that that is what is required to live.
Well, it's dog eat dog.
Right, right. Whoever dies is
survival of the fittest. Yeah. Well, and then what do we find out from reality in science and reality in nature is Darwin was full of it.
Right.
You know? And basically, you know, the whole eugenics operation, the whole Darwin theory, the whole, quote, dare I say, evolution. I mean, look at Lloyd Pye's work. Right. You tell me about evolution. All I got to say is I don't know what happened to my cone head. I guess it went somewhere. You know, the Paracas goals down in Peru.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's so much that has been hidden from us. But right now, and I fear this greatly, Swami, is that we're being told truth that we haven't heard disseminated in the public domain since the days of Atlantis. And anytime the Illuminati or the corporate cabal start letting truth that actually could really, really, really empower their enemy and empower the loving, nurturing humanity, I gotta say, well, are they getting ready to kill us all with a biological dump? What are they planning? How come they're letting us know who we are and what we are for real at this point in time? I have to say, I'm a little bit frightened by that. Part of me says, you know, I know enough about this game that they play in the dark occult. Is they always tell their victim where they're going next on the chessboard. Mm. And I also know another thing is that they have to allow humanity to make a decision on knowledge and on the truth for themselves. So they're released, the truth is being released in massive quantities right now. And so when the Illuminati, I guess, kill everyone, they'll be able to say to the rest of the universe, hey, we gave them the truth, and they didn't respond to it. They didn't care.
Right.
So we were justified in our genocide.
What? Welcome back to hour number two of The Center Path with Jay Parker and Swami Shivananda Giri. Swami Shiva in the chat room. If you've got a question, comment, or complaint, we invite you to jump in the sandbox and make your opinion known. Give us a ring at 310-421-4053 or Skype FreedomScreen2 and you can join in the conversation. If you're in the chat room and you would like to ask a question or make a comment, kindly type all caps and put Studio B in what you had to say, and I will make sure and share that with Jay, and we will get you involved in the show. Because this show is not about Jay and I. It is about all of us. Jay and this Swami have experienced certain things that have brought us to certain levels of understanding and knowledge. And you too have experienced things which have brought you to certain levels of experience, understanding, and knowledge. And when we each come and lay our piece into the puzzle on the table, we form a very powerful community. And it takes each one doing what they are best at to make a difference. This is where truth plus love plus action equals solutions. Welcome to the Center Path, Jay.
Well, you know, as I was talking earlier, I just don't know what to do when I see this tsunami of control that the corporate cabal has put together. And people are in fear, in ignorance. And I think my idea of imprinting the quantum field with a total rain demonstration from the tip, southern tip of Baja to Vancouver, BC, every Thursday, if we can get that to happen week after week after week, where we bust harp and we make this happen because we connect with the field, then we'll be able to say to people, look what we did here with just a couple hundred people doing this consistently. What would happen if we got several million people together and dealt with Fukushima and the radiation in the Pacific? We have the ability because, let me say this, the dark occult sorcerers have been going and manipulating the morphogenic field on this planet for, what will we say, 13,000 years?
At least.
And they have taken out of circulation the truth about how powerful each and every one of us is. I mean, the talk that Greg Braden gave in the Divine Matrix on the suppression of truth in the Bible and the editing and the tossing away of 35 books of the Bible by the Emperor Constantine in 325 AD at the Council of Nicaea. His talk in Divine Matrix, his presentation that's on our website that you can click on, it will blow your mind if you really sit down and start to ponder the ramification of what happened at the Council of Nicaea. The Telestai that ran the ancient mystery schools and taught ethics and the humanities and mathematics and everything under the sun were literally put to the sword when Constantine made Christianity the official religion of the empire. This was the first time that a religion became a matter of life or death. Okay? If you did not believe in Christianity and followed the tenets of Constantine's appointed bishops, they would come into your home, put you to the sword, and take all your earthly possessions. So this isn't a spiritual path or a spiritual church. This is a gang of thugs who will accuse anyone at any time of witchcraft or heresy and take their stuff and kill them. This is a political system. This isn't a spiritual system.
No.
And read John Lash's excellent book, Not in His Image. Next week's show, I'll have a handful of books that will go into this most crucial time in Western history, the time of the destruction of the mystery schools. And who knows? I'll send a email to John Lash and see if he wants to pop in.
That'd be great.
You know, unfortunately, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning where he is.
Mm-hmm.
And but you never know. John gets up early to catch the sunrise, so might be able to convince him one day to come on the show live. A man who has spent all his life just trying to seek the truth. I mean, studied Buddhism, studied all sorts of paths to spiritual knowledge, and only had one criteria. You know, is it really the truth, or is it a manipulation? You know,
right?
I mean, it's quite a tough cookie, really. I've listened to many of his podcasts, and he doesn't pull any punches. I mean, if you really want to be on the center path, it's a dedication. You know, I listened to Dr. Joe Dispenza today, okay? This is one of the things that I put on the website for this show. Dr. Joe Dispenza has written quite a few books about the power of consciousness, reprogramming your brain. He's much more in line with grabbing hold of your conscious mind and starting to work with that, which I think is definitely important. There's a lot to be said for Buddhist mindfulness, of actually really becoming aware in the present moment, because we're so pulled by thoughts of the future, so pulled by things of the past, we're not even in the present. We're not even aware, you know, Swami?
Oh, absolutely.
We're daydreaming. Right. We're sleepwalking. And so he does a great presentation, hour and some minutes, called Rewire Your Brain. It's on our website. And I also posted his page of books on Amazon. He's got audio and he has books, a bunch of stuff on Amazon. He's a guy I'm really going to study a lot of his stuff because this is something I need to do. I need to live in the moment. Right now, where am I focusing my energy? What am I paying attention to right now? You know?
Right.
Am I allowing myself?
Most humans spend the majority of their time either stressing over memory of past or anxious and fearful about future. And very little time solidly anchored in the present and what is actually occurring in this very moment. And when you step away from that, you lose all ability to squarely transmit truth into the morphogenic field. That's why the center path is so important. For Jay and I, we each come at this, you know, Jay comes from the more Western traditions, and this Swami comes from the Eastern traditions, but they meet in the middle. You could compare the Western methods and the Eastern methods would be analogous to PC and Mac. You're going to get the results, but the methods will be somewhat different. But the results are the same. So it's well worth your effort in whichever path, method, technique, tradition, lineage, school that appeals to you. Allow yourself to be pulled inward, it will support you, even though it gets confusing and frightening and doubtful and all of that stuff. That's part of the path.
Well, you know, as I said to you privately, I've done a lot of EFT recently, and I'm going after a section of my life that I was under really heavy programming by my mother. And I said to you, well, I've started poking around those memories, and it's just an ocean. I felt like I was overwhelmed for a while.
Right.
In fathoming how much negative programming was there, because it even shocked me, and I was very angry about it for a while, and then, you know, as I said to you, well, you eat an elephant one bite at a time.
That's right.
You know,
elephant is sat before you, you only freak out about the enormity of the task. You will never complete it. But if you just take one bite at a time, each bite, focus on that. Eventually, you're done.
And that's exactly the way I have to approach this. And I'm asking other people that when you start doing EFT properly, when you start doing Psyche, there's an excellent book on Psyche that's on our blog. From the show we did last week. I mean, I did not know until I did research that there's actually a really good, it's number 15 on our links. Mm-hmm. It's by Robert Williams, and it's called The Missing Piece/Peace in Your Life. And Robert Williams has written an excellent book on the Psyche subconscious repatterning methodology. And Psyche is pretty easy, and it's amazing what you can do in a short time. And we've been carrying around, all of us, I don't care who you are, have been carrying around negative beliefs about ourselves and our society and the human race, and we need to drop it. Now, I'm not one of those people that's a big fan of, let's say, A Course in Miracles, right? Where, in A Course in Miracles, although some of the concepts are dead on, absolutely right on. They also have a lot of concepts in it. Well, there is no real evil. It's just an experience. And when you really look at it on a quantum level, none of this really happened. Well, I'm sorry. Having been tortured for hour upon hour, I would have to say it really did happen. At some level, there is a reality that is unfolding and is happening. Okay?
Right.
Now, what you do with those experiences, where they lead you, is up to you. Okay? Now, I heard Wayne Dyer, Dr. Wayne Dyer, talk to a EFT practitioner today on YouTube. And Wayne Dyer was talking about his father that abandoned him and his two brothers and his mother, and how much he hated his father. And his mother hated his father, and his father was, you know, a real selfish human being. Okay. So Wayne Dyer was talking about how much he hated him, and he went down to Mississippi to his father's grave to urinate on his father's grave.
Mm-hmm.
And he went down there, and he stood over the grave, and he literally just let all his rage, all his years of frustration and hate pour out of his body over his father's grave. And he didn't urinate on the grave. He just screamed at it and just told him what he really felt and thought. Gets back in his car. And for some reason his spirit of truth hit him. And he felt like he had to go back to the grave. And he went back to the grave. And he forgave his father. And you released all his hate and all his anger. Now, I listened to that, and I was like, you know something? This is a concept that we, in the freedom movement, have to do.
Right.
We are screaming bloody murder at these pedophiles, at these mass killers, at these war creators, and baby bombers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know something? Screaming at them ain't going to get it done. We're going to get a lot more done in the spirit of nurturing and peace. That's how we're going to bring humanity together. You're not going to, you know, I don't think it's going to be a screaming meme thing. Okay? I'm just saying, you know, you get a lot more with honey than you do with vinegar, right?
Exactly.
But I just want to say, because Dyer made an interesting point about this, was that in getting rid of all that bitterness, all that hate, he actually freed himself to get closer to himself, because he was no longer focused or carrying around that ball and chain of rage. Okay? And personally, I can tell you, you know, I've done enough EFT tapping that when I think of my father, I'm a little bit upset with him, but not really like I used to be. I mean, I had murderous rage for that man. Murderous rage.
Right.
But I tapped it out of my subconscious. I went over the times he tortured me and sexually abused me. And I did EFT on them to the point where I negated the emotional response. Now, I don't know whether I'll be like Dr. Dyer in saying that I'm going to send love to my father. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I do know this, that in my talks to the rank and file Illuminati that I've posted online, I do tell them that if they follow my advice with EFT and with learning the things they need to learn about history, about, you know, natural law from Mark Passio, that they can heal themselves if they make an effort. If they reach out to the universe, which is compassion, and say, I want to change. I want to be healed from this. I don't want to be a mind-controlled psychopath. The universe is going to step up to the plate and help him. Guaranteed. Now, you know, I'm just saying Wayne Dyer has gotten to the point with his father where he sends his father's spirit, you know, the energy of love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he even says if his father hadn't been the bastard that he was, he probably never would have become the teacher he is
right.
in forgiveness and in, you know, the better side of human nature. I don't know whether I could lay wreaths down at my father's feet for making me the man I am today, if you know what I mean.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
But I will say this, that I've grown up enough as a human being that these experiences in my life, I'm not letting them rule me anymore. I'm taking action. And I'm learning and I'm doing to change my subconscious and to change my conscious mind and become the highest best. That's what a Telestai is. A Telestai is a human being that is aimed at the goal of excellence. Not being perfect, but every day growing in excellence and building on a strong foundation of truth.
Which is what the entire third dimensional existence is for. It is the garden in which we grow and we get the opportunity to align ourselves either with the predatory or the service. Or we make no decision and just get buffeted. So those who have not yet made that decision, kindly allow this Swami and Jay Parker to invite you to the service side and watch what happens. Once you make that conscious choice based on whatever your experiences may have been, support comes. Help arrives. You get intuitive, correct understanding of the situations and the mind thought processes that are going on within yourself. And you begin to see where you're spinning your wheels, what things cause you to trip up and overreact.
And of I've had revelations in the last 2 weeks since I've really, you know, started digging into this subject matter, you know, since the Free Your Mind conference,
right.
of like, you know, I'm like, boy, I've got a lot of work to do. But also, you know, I'm getting to the point now where I've listened to enough people like Joe Dispenza, Dr. Joe Dispenza, the Rewire Your Brain presentation on our consciousness show number 2 on the website. Hit that one first. What the bleep do you know? It's entertaining, and if you haven't seen it, definitely you got to see it, because the little tidbits of information from different quantum physicists and such will definitely blow you away.
And area code. Hold on, just a second, Jay. Area code 630. Welcome to the Center Path. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, yeah. Hi. My name is Mike.
Welcome.
How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I was wondering, I was going to comment on the frequency of thought and being and stuff like that.
Sure.
Well, when you, there's possibility that if you do work, quietness, and meditation and stuff like people don't want to do because we live in such a fast time with internet and Facebook and all this stuff.
Yeah.
that you can higher your frequency Many don't want to do that, but the Buddhists have done, you know, work like that. So other types of teachers who've used quietness. It rubs off on you. If you do like spirit work with radios and stuff, and you're not psychic and never been, and nobody in your family ever was, it can actually rub off on you, like me telling you that if you practice meditation and quietness and being in the moment, and you could raise your frequency of being. And but it's really interesting because it changes your whole self, and you become more a higher frequency, and your purpose and everything around changes and stuff like that. And it makes life really exciting.
Yes.
So you could, you know, take that to the bank if you want. It's worth a lot.
Allow this.
So that's all I wanted
to testify that through the particular practices this Swami has engaged in, one day there began to be this phenomenon within my own head, a point of light, like a star far away, just a point. And when that first showed up, I'm like opening my eyes, closing my eyes, and trying to see what is there something shining? And nope, it's right there. It's right inside my own skull. And as I put forth the effort to reach that through the what we call sadhana, which is just means spiritual practice, through the meditative methods, I can tell you now, absolutely 100%, when this Swami closes the eyes, there is no more darkness at all. It is light. And then that light, that knowledge, which is what is embedded in the light, can radiate through you. And you have to work on getting out of its way sometimes. Because you'll want to do things that are personally profitable or gain or certain attachments and aversions you'll have to deal with. And then this light comes. And just hosting that changes things in ways you couldn't have predicted. And situations will fall away from you. Situations of ugly circumstance will deviate and go around you and leave you untouched. And this is the truth. This is what happens. And by whatever means you decide is proper for you or that you want to experiment with, dig into it. Roll around in it. Get it all over you. Absorb everything you can. And the correct thing will stand out above anything else. Because not every method will be correct for every human. The variance is in that which is appropriate for the individuated unit of consciousness. And
you know, I just want to say that you just have to take a minute. See, in the West, we've never been told that it's even okay to take a look inside or to take a look in the mirror. We're not a psychologically or spiritually mature civilization here.
No. Even though the King James Version of the Bible has Jesus saying, the kingdom of heaven is within.
Jesus says a lot of things that if people would listen to what he said, it would be a totally different world.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, you know, the people who follow Jesus have forgotten to actually follow Jesus.
Right.
But, you know, I don't want to, oh, go ahead. I hate to interject. When you were talking about the Lord Jesus there for a second, okay, that could help. A lot of people can't bring it to themselves, but I really love his things he said, just like you were just saying now. And it would be cool every day just to see something that he said and take it with you. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, let me just make up something like, you know, like love yourself. I mean, love your neighbor as yourself. And this is the whole of the message. You know, I mean, you just take that with you, you know, for 12 hours, you know, and just take it with you, you know. And then the next day, maybe take something else with you, you know. Mm-hmm. Another something else he said, you know, like, yeah, go ahead. You know what I mean? I wanted to stop you there to maybe utilize that a little bit as something, that a tool, you know. But go ahead.
I'm going to actually do some research because Thomas Jefferson, who was well aware of the dark occult destruction of Christianity, and you know, Jefferson knew Latin. He was a well educated man, so he knew the real story of the Council of Nicaea and everything. He took a Bible and he cut out of the Bible all the things that the scribes of Constantine put in there to mislead people. And supposedly somewhere there is this Jefferson Bible, this Jefferson New Testament, that's actually a Illuminati cleaned Bible. And I've never seen it, but I'm going to see this week, Swami, if I can find a copy of it. I think it would be most enlightening.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And I don't have a problem with Jesus if people would only walk in the spirit of love. I just find the vast majority are like, you know, Reverend Oldstein, you know. It's all prejudice and materialism
and judgment.
Yeah, it's just, you know. It's like when Pastor Hagee gets up and says that welfare people don't have the right to live. and I'm like, wait a minute, didn't Jesus Christ said feed the poor? Love the poor and feed them? And he gets up on his pulpit and says they should be put to death? I mean, what is that? It's the opposite of the spirit of Christ. And people are walking around thinking these wars are God's will. These wars are the will of Satan.
And the banker cabal that is influenced by the dark entities.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only place it comes from.
And I could
not normally do that.
Yeah. Well, I'm still...
Yeah, man, you know, a lot of people are hung up, you know. But, you know, I'm going to tell you that the New Testament, you know, Jesus himself has nothing to do with infidels and, you know, killing your brother, you know, and forcing people, you know, and raping women. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And you know what? They hate us, you know. And I'm telling you, and the evil, whatever you, the lower frequencies that rule the earth don't want you to come near it, and they want confusion. They want your frequency so low that you're not going to listen to nobody, and you're stuck, like, in a stage of mental cognition that is never going to allow you to escape. And then when you die, you're going to be stuck, you see? And that's what people don't understand. You have to prepare yourself and live the spirit now so that you're not going to be lost and you're going to be found. You will be found. You see, you'll be found right now.
Because at the moment we evacuate the physical form, the level or frequency at which we are functioning is where we go, is where we find placement within the astral realm. And whether that is peaceful or hellish is dependent upon how we are functioning at the time of separation from the body.
It's very interesting you say that, because I remember a woman who was talking. She was using one of those boxes to communicate with the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget what they are, but they're little electronic boxes. And if you spend a lot of time, you can decode information from them, messages and stuff. And basically she said, from her research with these boxes, Thomas Sheridan is into this investigation of the other side. And we should have him on someday. But interesting thing, she said, people go where they expect to go. You don't go up or down. You go right where you are. So you end up where you expect to end up, where your consciousness resides.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, this is the work that I do. What you're talking about, I don't want to go into it because we need another show. But you're absolutely right. In fact, I want to work with a psychic. I mean, a lot of investigators want psychics, and I found a really, really good one. I think she might be disabled a little bit, but she's powerful, and she's she sees everything, you know. I would like to possibly, like, work with her. That's awesome. It's like a right and a left hand, you know what I mean? You got two hands, you know, mm-hmm. when you're trying to do something. Well, you guys got two hands. How would you like to just have one hand? I mean, it would be long. It would be just more discouraging in your work, you know. It's better to use two hands. Even, think about it. I mean, when you drive or when you're working or, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I hope to check out this psychic and other psychics too, you know. Go ahead.
No, you're doing fine, Mike. You are speaking the truth as you know it and as you are learning it and as you are coming to understand it.
And well, there's certainly a lot of people, you know, the East has got the West beat big time when it comes to learning how to access intuitive inspiration and knowledge. But we got a few people in the West that are, you know, working the work. So it's not all lost. And I think the best times are yet to come for us if we get off the couch and start moving in the right direction. So if anybody else wants to call, what's the number, Swami?
Area code 310-421-4053. Come and join Jay and Mike and this Swami, and let's talk about our potential and the highest, best possibilities for all of us.
Well, this week, I definitely want people to watch the movie Quantum Communication if they haven't. Real mind blower, some of the stuff they've been doing at DARPA.
Oh, yeah, imagine.
And, you know, people don't know about the heart math stuff and just how much electromagnetic and frequency energy comes out of our hearts. Kevin Trudeau, who did Your Wish is Your Command, our minds, thoughts, and our hearts' energy go around the world in a nanosecond. And everybody is broadcasting and receiving in this sea of energy. It's nutso here. And I tell you, I'm going to sit down and start doing some cherry picking of factoids mm-hmm. about just how much information is being passed. I mean, when you think of the fact that every human being passes into the field 40 million bits of information and there's 7 billion of us every second, right. How many gigaflops is that? You know what I mean? It's a hell of a computer. It has almost unlimited power, and we need to drop the lies that it's not built for us. It was built for us to be a garden, for us to have fun. there's more than enough energy in the quantum field to heal and repair and transmute everything that the Illuminati has done to this world and to us.
Right.
We can clean up the morphogenic field with organite, with shungite. We need to get out there, start building earth pipes around their dark occult temples, and spike those temples with a circle of earth pipes and keep those lower entities right where they belong. Nowhere.
Right, right. Outside of our field. It is out.
That's why people, psychics have said that in the future, modern cities will have rings of organite pyramids around them to keep out all negativity. Think about that.
Yeah.
What kind of a consciousness shift would have to happen to the human race to where they would honor the unseen energies of the universe to the point where they would ring their cities with giant pyramids of organite? That's a change.
Might kindly allow this Swami to thank you for all you've been through, all you've learned, all you've come to understand, all you've experienced, and your willingness to come and join us and share here on the Center Path. Thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely. You know, just one final thought. Anything good, okay, G-O-O-D, you know how to take care of yourself. You know what is good. You know what you think the Creator, the All, I call it, the everything, the All. You know, so if you just keep your intention on goodness, you know what I mean? You can't go wrong. I mean, I don't care what people say about it. You know, that's, I don't, my opinion is against what you know, what you think or what is good or, you know, there's this other thing going on. Well, you know what? Just shake the dust off your boots and move and walk on with goodness, man. You know what I mean? And just be with good. You know, and you'll raise your frequency, and you'll be able to see what's not good, okay? And you'll be a light in the world to everybody.
Right.
And you know, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that's how it goes.
Those
so when I really, I felt inspired to call, and when I feel inspiration, I act on it. You see what I'm saying?
Excellent.
I act on it. So, okay.
Like it says on thecenterpath.weebly.com, truth plus love plus action equals solutions.
And I couldn't have said it better, is the fact that, and this is a lesson I'm being taught again in all gravity, that attention, you know, energy flows where attention goes. So, you know, if you put your head in a garbage pit, well, that's all you see.
Right.
So, you know.
Find that which inspires you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I thank you both. God bless you. And I have the best of hope for both of you. And I appreciate it on behalf of everybody. Okay? And I'll see you.
All righty. Thank you, Mike. Blessings to you and yours.
Yeah, you know, in my own upbringing, of course, you know, they went through hell and high water to convince me that the spirit of the universe hated my guts.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Being buried alive by the Jehovah figure and the whole bit, you know. And as I walked through this world as a mind control slave, you know, I spent a lot of time in Christian churches because I was programmed to be a Christian. And I tell you, Swami, when I look at what I now know about truth as far as natural law, about, you know, the real reality of what the Christ was teaching as opposed to what religion teaches, I feel sorry for the vast majority of people in this world that aren't on the center path, that go to church. And I'm telling you, I went to church time and time again, and I was fairly dedicated at certain points of my life. And you weren't getting information that caused you to grow in consciousness.
No.
It was kind of like being in a slippery place and not being really able to get your footing.
Right.
You know?
Area code 831. You are on the center path with Jay Parker and Swami. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm Jude in Santa Cruz.
Welcome.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, I've been checking you guys out. I think I know I missed last week, but I've been listening to your shows, Jay and Swami, and I'm really pleased with everything you're saying and who you're mentioning. Yeah, I appreciate all the same people, you know, like, you know, Jay was saying about Dyer. Anyway, what am I calling about? I wanted to tell you something.
Sure.
I agree with you so much, Jay, what you just said. I mean, okay, I've just been ascending. I've been awake since 1975, I think, when I had been searching for God, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of stuff happened, of course, in the 60s. And you know, it was a tumultuous time. But then I found the goddess by my writing, you know, and the spirit. So poetry has always been my way of connecting with my higher power and spirit. And all through the horrible.
Well, that's because our creative nature is that of the highest. The dark occultists can't create. They can only manipulate.
Right. So that's why, yeah. And it just changed my life, you know, and it gave me that extra power that I think other people, that extra place to go to for nutrition, you know. So I learned to memorize lots of my pieces, and that's how I survive. I don't know how other people do it, but that's not really why I called. I just, I woke up on Saturday, April 25th. I have to keep saying the date because it was such a remarkable thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been recovering from illness. I was on oxygen for 5 years, you guys. And given, you know, I mean, I'm like the reborn, alive again woman. You know, I barely could think for a long time because of what I went through with my health and stuff. And now I'm just like, I feel like I'm 15 at heart anymore again.
Good for you.
So I'm drawing in the girl. Well, I'm working on an essay about my life, and it's making me really seek all my memories. And I've been seeking my memories so much, and I understand my dysfunctional family now, and I pity my brother and sister, and my angelic mother has passed on, and my father, I'm starting to forgive him, you know, blah. He also spoiled me, but he also destroyed the family, you know, in a way, you know. So, but what I was going to say is, on Saturday morning, I had this just clear thought in my head. It was just like, ether, the final frontier.
Yep.
And that's where I want us to go.
Yeah, that's where we're going.
Unless we go back to who we really are and where we really are, we're not going to make it.
Well, we're going there. We are.
Well, I'm certainly trying to lead the stampede.
You're doing a good job. You know, we're always worrying that we're not getting across, or that, but I don't know, I guess, you know, my positiveness comes in waves, of course. I mean, one day I'll, you know, I'm sure we're all experiencing that kind of a thing. One day you,
mm-hmm.
But overall, last night, I was laying there, so much as good is happening in my, because I've been going within. I mean, my poetry is about going within. It's all about that. And so it's easier for me now to just kind of like, yeah.
And that's one of the things in the meditative practices.
And that's what poetry does for me. See, when I'm,
right.
I'm trying to sleep, but then all these amazing thoughts come through my head. And it's like, oh God, I have to write that down. So that's why, you know, I don't always but I'd rather be an insomniac and write great lyrics and then, you know, get my brain back and have this wonderful stuff to share and give the world and put it out into the ether.
Well, and kindly allow this, Swami, to ask you if you have a short piece that's at the top of your mind at the moment you would favor us with.
Yeah, in fact, I was just looking through my notebook just for something silly I wrote last night, and it's kind of cute. It goes, yeah, thank you. This is funny. It goes, so, it's not that good. Me and my brain, we are quite the train. That's why we give such a hoot. I didn't know that. I was like trying to sleep, and that comes through my brain. But I have other ones. Like, here's one I really love. It's older, but it's more inspiring. It goes, come now to join our sacred feast, the breast of earth on which we meet. When we have rent and torn with care, the idiot wind will be no more. Lover of harmonies, seeker of souls, player of wisdom, Venus, I'm told. One more. The sacred feast is life, the wine my desire, the milk of our meal is your love.
This Swami welcomes you with great love and great respect from the heart of all. There's room for us all there. Come and meet us there. And the rest will happen quite naturally.
Yes, there is a reunion coming. And I think that we're actually going in. Philosophically, have you heard the idea, you guys, that we're kind of like going into the future is actually the past. We're returning to where we've already been. Something like that. I don't know. I've heard it from two different people in the last 6 months, but I've never brought it up to anyone, so I just flying it over there. Anyway, I think that's true.
Well, you know what's interesting, Jude, is with the cataclysm at 9600 BC, there's no doubt that the human race went into a state of shock.
Absolutely.
And considering what a complex machine the Earth and the human race is. And I'm going to get some factoids put together for next week's show. This is a very, very deep, complex machine that we're in. I mean, our consciousness is spirit. I know that. But there's a nuts and bolts to this that's just almost infinitely complex. And we definitely are in the field of all possibility. David Icke is absolutely right. This is, for us, the human being, the area of whatever the mind of man can conceive and bring his heart to believe, will be manifested. I mean, so if we're coming out of that shock from 13,000 years ago, it's interesting that the photon belt, you know, we're in the photon belt now. The Schumann resonance is now at, 16.5?
Yeah.
Which is over twice what it was. It's a esophageal frequency. The Schumann resonance is the frequency of the planet Earth.
Oh yeah, I've heard that. Okay, yeah.
So it was 7.5 for the last 10,000 or plus years. And they can actually, when rocks are formed and stuff, they can actually measure what the Schumann resonance was at the time of the formation of the lava and stuff. So they get an idea. They have ways of seeing that phenomenon over history. So it's at 16.5 now, esophageal frequency, a frequency, if you run down the numbers, ends up at a heart chakra frequency.
16.5 is?
Yeah, you go 16.5, then it becomes 33, and then you keep on going down the path, and you'll get some really good heart chakra frequency. But the thing I'm trying to state by this is, you know, NASA scientists say that energy is coming from the center of the galaxy directly to Earth. We're in the photon belt, which I love what Michael Tazarian says about the photon belt. He says, you mean entire solar systems go through cleansing cycles? And Michael Tazarian is a man that has spent his entire life thinking and being. Yeah. So, who knows? Maybe we're in the car wash.